Good afternoon. We're excited about getting back to work coming off of a bye week. It's been a productive week for us. We're continuing to work on what we think are known critical issues that have produced the record that we have thus far. Our minus 11 turnover mark has been pivotal in that. We got to do a better job, obviously, preserving the ball, and worked hard at that over the last week, and obviously getting the ball. We've yet to get a turnover, and we acknowledge that. And have worked hard at improving in those areas. Offensively, we're looking to continue to work to strike a balance as we get guys and define roles in that area. Guys like Le'Veon Bell and Heath Miller, we like the direction we're going there. Obviously, it's got to get to the point where it produces victory, and we feel like we're capable of doing that this week as we prepare for the Jets. Defensively, you know, we got to minimize the big plays. I think that has been an issue for us. At times have been breakdowns, but other times have been missed tackles. Just need to get more solid in that area, minimizing big plays, making people work to produce points against us. That's how we've done it for a long period of time, and we got to quickly get back to that. I think we're capable of that as well this week also. And made a critical acquisition in Le'Veon Brown, a veteran, battle-tested offensive tackle, still working to establish a role, still working to make him familiar with our football. Obviously, we just had one day of on-the-field work, but his presence is needed and valued. He's a battle-tested guy. He's working at left tackle yesterday with Kelvin Beecham. We'll continue to look at those two as we prepare and push forward toward the weekend. From an injury standpoint, some guys that were working on some injuries continue to do so. Cromartie Smith is working with his left hip flexor. You could characterize him as questionable. Ramon Foster worked in a partial capacity yesterday with his left pec strain. We'll anticipate him continuing to do so as we push through the week. Obviously, what he's capable of doing in pads is going to be critical. We'll get a look at that a little later in the week. And Keon Wilson worked in a partial capacity as well. Marcus Wheaton with his surgically repaired finger can be characterized as out for this game. So he's the only guy that's identified as out at this time. The others are work in a partial capacity, and we'll push forward toward the weekend, obviously with an eye toward getting the healthy ones ready to operate. Let's talk about the Jets for a minute. Obviously, they're a 3-2 team. There was a big road victory last night on Monday Night Football, particularly for a rookie quarterback. We'll start with Geno Smith. Was at his pro day, been close to him the last several years with the proximity of the program that he played at down in Morgantown. He's a very talented guy. He can make any throw on the field, and I've seen that in person. His pro day was as impressive as any that I've seen from a quarterbacking standpoint. He's a poised guy. He's a physically and mentally tough guy. He's capable of absorbing punishment and standing in the pocket and delivering the football. He doesn't get rattled, particularly for a young guy. Not surprised by that, having an opportunity to get to meet him and see his demeanor and his approach to football. He's very mobile, although I think he probably views himself as a pocket passer. He's very capable of getting out and creating. And obviously, if you give him free real estate, he's going to take it. They do some things offensively to highlight his mobility, some pocket movement, some read option type things that makes you defend the whole field versus both vertically and horizontally. Their run game, of course, is handled by Powell, and now with Goodson coming off suspension, they're a formidable combination. Both guys are extremely talented, a little different. Powell is more of a slasher. Obviously, Goodson has the type of perimeter speed that can produce splash plays and get on the perimeter and get yards in chunks. Got to respect that. Aside from their core fundamental run game, they do some things to make you work on it and to strike a balance in that way, some wildcat, some read option type things, some jet sweep type things, and they mix in enough of it that you know that as you step into a stadium, you better be prepared to deal with it. From a passing game standpoint, obviously, they've got some threats out there as well. I don't know the status of Santonio Holmes, but obviously he's a known commodity, one that we're familiar with and familiar with what he's capable of doing in stadiums. He's shown that already this year in limited action. He's got a 69-yard touchdown. Hill, a young, talented Georgia Tech wide receiver, is a definite vertical upfield threat. He's big. He's fast. He plays big and fast down the field. You know, minimizing big plays is going to start with trying to keep the top on the coverage from the standpoint of what he's capable of doing. Curley's doing good stuff inside as a slot receiver. I think that Kellen Winslow has been a nice acquisition for him at the tight end position. He leads them in receptions. It's been a nice security blanket for the young quarterback. They're doing a nice job of finding and striking balance there with the run game, the base run game, some of the gadget runs, and the exploits and talents of Geno. Obviously, you know, they should expect that he's going to continue to improve. It's our job to make sure that he doesn't. He had a heck of a ball game and managed that game last night, made great decisions, and made critical plays at critical moments to produce victory. So we got a hands full in that regard. We're excited about preparing for it and ultimately playing it. On the other side of the ball, they got one of the best defenses in football. They're a talented young front. Muhammad Wilkerson out of Temple is a young, talented D lineman. Richardson out of Missouri is a young, talented D lineman. They got a nice rotation there with about four or five guys, multiple fronts, a lot of movement. They're very tough to block schematically to get hats on hats. They do a nice job of being very multiple in that way. That makes you tough to deal with. On a linebacker standpoint, David Harris is a solid veteran interior linebacker out of Michigan. As a man for all situations, both versus the run and the pass. Calvin Pace is a steady, solid guy outside and a capable rushman as well. He gets a lot of opportunities to rush, but he's also a very capable coverage man. In the secondary, they got a talented young group of corners led by the veteran presence of Cromartie. They do some nice things there. And in the kicking game, they've been solid for years. We got to contend with that. Obviously, the kicker Folk is 6-for-6 from beyond 40 yards, so they're going to quickly get into scoring territory. We got to respect that as we prepare and play this game, that their kicker's doing a heck of a job, and particularly from solid distances to this point in the season. But the focus is on us and our preparation and ultimately our play, and that's where it's been throughout this bye week. I think it's been a productive one. I like the attitude and demeanor and approach to work that the guys have taken, but that's just part of the equation. Obviously, putting it together and producing victory is the most significant part of the equation, and I look forward to working to do that with them this week. Questions?
Mike, is it harder to keep guys focused this now with the 0-4 record?
I haven't sensed that at all, you know, in regards to the focus. Obviously, for obvious reasons, focus is required. You know, we got areas that which we need to improve, but I like the demeanor and the approach of the guys in terms of addressing it and dealing with it, and I don't believe that focus has been an issue at all for us to this point.
Has Cam Hayward moved ahead of Ziggy in your base?
He has, and he will play more, and deservedly so. I think he's been really solid, not taking anything away from Ziggy. Obviously, both guys will continue to play. We just want Cam to play more than he's been playing, and in order to ensure that, we're going to put him in the starting lineup.
Mike, how do you work on things that are difficult to practice? On the player side, you talked about tackling. You don't tackle much. How do you work on that? On the coaching side, clock management, how do you practice that?
You know, from a player standpoint, even though we're not practicing in pads, I think that ball security and getting to the football on defense are things that you can practice regardless of circumstance. From a ball security standpoint, it's mechanics, the points of pressure on the ball and making it as a point of emphasis. And defensively, obviously tackling, as big a part of tackling as anything, is the approach and making sure that you have correct angles to the ball, you have bent knees and ankles, and we have an opportunity to do that every time the ball is snapped. Obviously, from a clock management standpoint, we put ourselves in some situations, particularly situationally last week. We worked 2 minutes in other areas that are pertinent to clock management, just as a normal preparation phase of our bye week, and we have and will continue to do that.
When you were working with Ben on that, a lot of times he chose to spike the ball. You got to get the clock stopped, but downs are valuable there. How do you manage the balance there? Did you like his decisions?
I did.
Mike, you mentioned how much you looked at Geno Smith during his pro day and so forth. Where have you seen him make improvements from what you saw over the first 5 games of his NFL career?
You know, evaluating somebody on pro day and then comparing that to improvements in game is different. You know, I obviously don't have a lot of direct experience with him. At his pro day, his pedigree was very evident. This guy can make any throw on the field. He's got great mobility. He's got a good presence about him. I like his demeanor and his approach to the business of football. In terms of the game tape and evaluating where he is, like all players and all young players, particularly at the quarterback position. I think he's growing by leaps and bounds each and every week and probably with every snap of the football. And probably the most important thing and the most significant thing about that statement and about where he is he's finding ways to win along the way. And that's what you got to do in this business. You know, he's 3-2 to this point. I'm sure he'd like to be better than that, but it ain't a bad place to be.
Mike, you mentioned breakdowns, accounting for the big plays defensively, tackling, obviously. But in other breakdowns, are they mental breakdowns, missed assignments, or just getting beaten physically?
You know, a little bit of all of the above. Obviously, a guy like Adrian Peterson doesn't need much of a crack. But in some instances, we could be in better position. In other instances, we could tackle better.
Hey, Mike, Ryan Clark said over the weekend he thinks Ben Roethlisberger needs to tone down his improvisation because he's taking too many sacks and committing too many turnovers. This, in turn, is hurting the defense. Do you think Ben needs to tone it down?
You know, it just depends on the circumstances and situations. Obviously, sometimes game circumstances dictate that you take calculated risks associated with the position of quarterback. Ben plays a position that's open to criticism, and he knows that, and I know that, particularly when you're not winning. And I think he embraces what comes with it.
The guys on the practice squad, can you speak to anybody that's stood out in the time since you broke camp?
No, not really. You know, I do acknowledge that all those guys are working extremely hard. We appreciate their contributions and their efforts. And the most important thing is that they continue to work. You know, professional football is not a patient man's business. They better work while they wait for their opportunity because you never know when it's going to come.
He's helped out on their offense. Their other tight end, Cumberland, made a couple of pretty nice plays. Had a big gainer against Atlanta last night. How does he usually factor into their offense, and how do you think you guys have done against the tight end this year in your game so far?
You know, he's a very solid contributor. Their vertical passing game is a significant part of what they do, particularly off of play pass. The tight ends are a big part of that. We've had our moments against tight ends, obviously. You know, we feel like we're comfortable with the packages that we employ and the people that we utilize to cover them. But the proof's in the pudding. Those guys are going to present a big challenge to us this week, and we look forward to preparing and playing.
Mike, everyone understands why Mike Adams is going to sit, but do you still see something in him?
Absolutely, I do. You know, the most important thing is not maybe what's happened to him to this point, is how he responds to it and moves forward. I think it's going to have an opportunity to define him and his career. There are a lot of solid professional players who've been through ups and downs, demotions and so forth. And, you know, the guys that show staying power, the guys that respond to it appropriately, that roll their sleeves up and go to work, you know, solid, steady players, even within our organization. Guys like Ike Taylor have gone through moments like that in his career. There are plenty of examples to choose from, but forget about the examples. It's time for Mike to roll his sleeves up and go about working to find more consistency in his movement and technique. So that he can be the player that we know and he knows that he's capable of being.
How often, percentage-wise, did you give him some help over there against Minnesota? And looking back on it, should you have given him help more often with a time?
You know, I don't have a percentage. Obviously, you know, that was a part of our game plan. Obviously, we knew what Allen is capable of as a rushman, as a defensive end. And what was the second part of your question?
Would you have liked to have given him help more frequently over there?
Yeah, under the circumstances, sure, looking at the tape, but really didn't anticipate him playing in the manner in which he did. I think it was a surprise to him and us.
What do you think of Vince Williams' performance, and where do you stand at that position right now?
You know, he's been solid not only in performance but in communication. I like some of the things that he's done. Obviously, he's a young player, is one that's going to grow with reps. We look forward to him doing that. He needs to do it and do it in a hurry. But Arrow pointed up in terms of his performance and the intangible things that he's brought to the position thus far.
Will he still share time with Keon Wilson there?
He will, but over the last several weeks, man, he's gotten the majority of the snaps, and we feel like he's earned that, and he needs to continue to do so.
So we stick with a pretty strict rotation then, a left defensive end and right defensive end. So if Brett should go down or need a playoff, is it Al that jumps in there? Does Ziggy go over?
You know, all of those guys are going to play like they have. We just wanted to redistribute the snaps to make sure that Cam is getting more than he's gotten to this point, and that's the reason for the change.
Did you like what you saw out of Le'Veon, and you expect him to get more of a workload?
I thought it was a good start. I think he's capable of more. I'm sure he would agree with that, and I look forward to him working to provide that for us. He's a talented young guy, a guy that whose contribution is needed, and we look forward to him continuing to do it.
Mike, the punting game, Zoltan Mesko, is he what you thought? I know he's known as a directional punter, but not a lot of distance last time out.
Yeah, he's done a nice job with his placements in terms of keeping the ball out of the middle of the field. We value, of course, the fact that he's left-footed. We feel that's a weapon for us. We would like him to stretch the field a little bit more. He's been somewhat inconsistent, had a bad punt or two over the last several weeks. He's looking forward to rebounding and responding coming out of the bye week.
Are you getting what you need out of your nose tackle in terms of stopping the run?
You know, I think that Steve has played some good games. He's had some positive plays. Obviously, I think he's had some plays he'd like back, like all of us. I like where he is. We expect him to continue to grow and get better into the position. Arrow's pointed up with him in that position, in my opinion.
Anyone else?
Great. Thank you, guys.